Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I believe that the Lord is very proud of you because you are hungry for the Word of God and you want to grow, you want to become mature in Christ and learn more. You are the doer of the Word of God, I believe so. And I believe that the Lord will speak to you in this teaching. Let's study the Word of God together to build firm foundations of our Christian walk. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for the opportunity to read your scripture and to understand more how we can please you, how we can walk the walk of faith. And we want to really become a mature Christian. We want to, Lord, please you and become the blessing to people around us, Lord. Lord, we don't want to be baby Christians. We want to grow up spiritually and please teach us, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. We want to receive your word, your truth, Father, with an open heart and repentant heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I would like to continue to talk about commitment to a local church. And I would like to read scripture to show you that it is God's will for all of us to be committed to a very good, biblical, spirit-filled, sincere local church or a body of Christ or a family of God. Let me read from the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 13 to 14. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. This scripture talks about the gifts of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ sent his gift into the local churches. Those gifts are the servant of God. They are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. These Christians are anointed by the Holy Spirit to be the gifts to the church. These leaders are given to the church to train God's people to become mature and to have more faith and to walk with God in the right way. They are like coaches that help us to grow, to become mature, and to attain to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Not only that, they train us to be a servant of the Lord. Every Christian should serve God. Every Christian should be involved in the ministry. Every Christian should not stay the same, but develop the spiritual life from glory to glory, from this level to the next level to the next level, until he or she becomes more like Jesus Christ. How are you going to grow if you sit at home every Sunday? Or you just live your own life without being committed to a good local church? When you say to a good local church, "Hey, church, I commit myself to you. I want to serve God here. You can teach me. You can train me. You can give me opportunity to serve the Almighty God." Then the church will give you those kind of things: teaching, training, correcting, the life of service. You need to betrayed in order to serve the Lord. It's God's will for you to grow up spiritually. It is His will for you to be trained to become an effective, fruitful servant of God. All of us receive some spiritual gifts or manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Some of us may have the gifts of worship, or the gift of helps, the gift of service, the gift of teaching, the gift of evangelism, the gift of giving. We all have certain gifts, and we can exercise those gifts by getting involved in the ministry. And in order to use those gifts correctly and biblically, God assigned some leaders to be our coach so that we can be trained to do the right thing in the ministry. If you are floating Christians, you float from church to church, or you don't even go to church at all, number one, you will never be able to use your gift. You are like an organ of the body that get cut out and never function in the body. And no one gonna know you. No one dare to bother you because you are quote-unquote independent Christian. No one can correct you. You just become only a guest of every congregation. You show up on Sunday, I'm a guest. You show up another congregation, I'm a guest. The pastors and the leaders in the church will not bother you because you just visit. You're just a visitor, Christian visitor, to visit the church and then leave. If you live like that, as an independent chick, independent Christian, you will never grow spiritually. You can make mistake, sin against God, and no one knows. And no one dares to correct you and teach you. That's why commitment is very important. In order to be trained to become a neurosurgeon, I need to be committed to the university that I join. I say, Professor, I commit. I will come every day to see patients. You can teach me. You can call me on the phone and correct me. And when I get involved in an operation that I have to open the skull to take the tumor out, Professor, teacher, teach me, train me, correct me, show me what is the best way to do. Can you imagine it took me 8 years at the University of Washington to be trained to be a neurosurgeon? The professors in the department really showed me what to do, trained me, and guided me. In the Christian life, we need that training too. We need to be trained both in the area of the spiritual walk or maturity and also in the area of the service to the Lord. The book of Ephesians that I just read a while ago is the will of the Father for every believer. Could you please be committed to the good local church? Please tell the pastor of the church you join in, Pastor, please train me. Please use me. I remember when I was a young believer, I joined a Southern Baptist church in the east part of Thailand. And the American missionaries, their name is Pastor Dan Kopp and his wife Fan Kopp, C-O-B-B. They both trained me to teach the Bible, to evangelize, to take care of God's people. I was trained by them for 3 years before I moved to the U.S. You see, I need to be trained. Otherwise, I would not know how to serve the Lord. I'm so grateful for all the pastors and evangelists and ministers that God sent into my life to train me, to correct me, and teach me for many years. I am a student. When I was a new believer and I go to any service or any function of the church, I will watch. This is how my pastor preached. This is how my pastor lead people to Christ. This is how my leader lay hand on a new believer so that he or she can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, this is how he or she, my leader, resolve the problem in the church, respond to the problem in the church. I was in the job training, and I also learned from them all the biblical principle of the ministry, what to do, how I can grow spiritually, how I can exercise my faith, how can I witness to the non-believers. Oh, it's so fun to be in the good local church and to be trained by somebody who knows more than me and also have passed through Christian life, passed through all the ministry longer than me. Actually, our spiritual life is very similar to the natural life. In our natural life, after we were born into the world, God put us in a family, and our parents trained us how to take a shower, how to take care of ourselves, brush our teeth, getting dressed, going to school. Our parents train us everything until we grow up more, become toddlers, we become teenagers and young adults. We were trained by our parents, and one day we get married and we have children. And we do the same thing to our children. We train them how to take a shower, how to brush their teeth, how to get dressed, all these things. It's a vicious cycle from generation to generation to generation. Can you imagine a little kid who walk on the street, no home, no parents, and this kid will never be trained? How that kid gonna grow up to be? We all need spiritual father or mother. We all need to be trained, to be taught and corrected until we become mature. You see, now it's so important to be a committed part of a good local church and to really have a spiritual father or mother in your life. Christians need to commit to a local church and have a clarity who is his or her leader, who is his or her pastor. Why? Because the spiritual leaders in the local church need to clearly know who is under their care. Spiritual leaders must give an account to God on the last day. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. You can see clearly here that you need to commit to a good local church, know who your leader is, so that he or she will take responsibility to train you and to guide you and teach you and help you to become a mature Christian. The Bible talks about shepherd and sheep. Each sheep knows who is its shepherd and which flock it belongs to. John chapter 10, verses 3 to 5 and 14. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep. His sheep listen to his voice. The sheep did not listen to at the shepherd's voice. The sheep knows who is its shepherd. He calls his own sheep by name. Oh, wow. The shepherd knows the name of its sheep and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, we can see here the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. The shepherd knows the name of the sheep. The sheep know the voice of the shepherd, of its shepherd. He goes on ahead of them. The shepherd leads the sheep, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. The Lord Jesus talked about the shepherd and the sheep. He is our chief shepherd. He is the shepherd of every believer on the planet Earth, in every single church. But he appointed, anointed, and assigned a group of believers to be the shepherd of his sheep in its flock. We need to know which flock we belong to. Not only that we know the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, but we should know the voice of our human shepherd as well. And in the same way, the shepherd knows the names and the behavior, the characteristic of his sheep. You can see here the picture of the community, the picture of clarity of commitment. The sheep know his shepherd or that shepherd. The sheep know that shepherd. And the shepherd knows his sheep. There's some relationship here. What I try to say is this, in a practical way. If I myself as a believer keep popping from church to church, I will never know my shepherd. Who is my shepherd? Because every Sunday, I move from church to another church to another church. Those pastors will not know me either. I have to admit to you, if somebody show up in my church one or two times, tell me the name, what his name or her name is. I may remember the name for maybe maximum 4 to 8 weeks. After that, I cannot remember anymore. Why? I have so much to do. I have so many sheep to take care of. I need to focus on those who committed to New Hope International Church. I cannot remember people in the whole world. I cannot. I'm a human being. I have limited ability to remember everything. When I remember people, then I can call them. My wife can call them, pray for them, remember their name, their face, and pray for them. Some of the guests who came by and never came back again, after a while, I could not pray for them anymore because I believe that they have their own shepherd and it's not my responsibility to pray for them any longer. I need to put my energy and priority to the sheep whom God put under my care, and who also tell me, Pastor Lahaprasit, Pastor Da, we commit to you, and I, in the same way, commit to them, and we pray for them. I give you an example. Right now, we are in the lockdown of the COVID-19, the pandemic, coronavirus. And suddenly, the Lord spoke to me. You need to take care of the sheep that I put under your care. There are many Thai restaurants, owners, who came to New Hope International Church as committed members. And when God told me that, suddenly I sent the email to everyone in the church. If you need to order to go food to go home food. Please support our church members' restaurant first. We need to support each other. So I send the email of the name of the restaurant, the address, the phone number to every member in New Hope International Church that if you need to order food, please go to these restaurants according to your choice. You see, I remember them. I remember all these Thai restaurant owners because they commit themselves to New Hope International Church. I could not remember other restaurants. I don't know their name. I don't know their phone number. I need to take care of God's sheep, whom God put under my care first. We have limited energy. We have limited finances, limited time, and ability. Therefore, all the shepherds focus on their sheep. That is how God organized the world. I and my wife focus on taking care of our three children and our grandchildren. And after we have leftover time, then we may help other children in the world or the children of our friends. But the first priority is our own children. And the same thing, the children will be taken care of their own parents as well. This same principle is applied to the spiritual life. Each pastor, each church focus on training, taking care of, and teaching, looking after a very clear, committed member of that church first. And when we have leftover time and money, then we can help other people. This is the biblical principle. You take care of your own family. You show love to your family first. If everyone is doing this, everyone will be taken care of. Is that right? If all the members, all the Christians joined a local church and every church take care of its members, everybody on earth going to be taken care of. I'm talking about Christian. So the pastors, the leaders of the church need to know the names, the phone number, the faces of the committed members of the church. So they know who they're going to give priority to. Is it clear? Therefore, I don't believe in church hopping. You should not hop from church to church. And if you have any situation in your life that you need help, you run to your pastor. You don't run to the pastor or another church. It's not fair to him. You need to run to your own shepherd first. That is the way God designed the community on earth here. It's the way of God. And I really encourage you to have a clear commitment to a good local church. You should know the name of your pastor. Who is your spiritual father? And at the same time, the spiritual father, the pastor, will know the names of the flock that he takes care of. If we do not commit our life to a good local church, we will not be able to obey God's commandments. And God's commandment is to love God and love your brothers. The Bible gives us a lot of commandments how to show love. How many of you want to be blessed by God? How many of you want to receive protection from God? How many of you want to receive grace and favor from God? I want to. According to the Bible, we need to do our part to receive salvation, to receive healing, protection, blessing, favor from God. How am I going to do that? To receive all these things. Jesus said clearly, if you love me, you obey my commandments. And my commandment is that to have faith in Jesus, also to love God with all your heart and love your neighbor or your brother and sister like you love yourself. And the Bible has so many commands how to show love to people, such as you need to encourage your brother and sister. You need to show hospitality to your brother and sister. You need to submit to one another, to be example to one another. All these commands were given to you so that you can exercise the love of God in action. Galatians chapter 6 verse 2 say, bear, endure, carry one another's burdens and troublesome moral faults, and in this way fulfill and observe perfectly the law of Christ, the Messiah, and complete what is lacking in your obedience to it. So if you want to show love to your brother and sister, you carry the burden of your brother and sister. You carry their burdens, and they carry your burden. We carry each other's burdens. I give you an example. I sent out email to make sure that we support the restaurants. The owners of this restaurant are members of New Hope. And it's amazing, after we sent out that email, these past few days, the owner of the restaurant brought very delicious food to my home. They take care of me. They carry my burden because they know that I and Pastor Da have been very busy in producing teaching and doing the live stream teaching during this time. So I carry the burden. Actually, Pastor Da and I went to some restaurant and ordered food from them to go to support them, because right now restaurants need help. They cannot have the open door for people to sit in and buy food and eat there. They can only sell by the to-go food, producing the to-go food. So we help them, we carry their burden, and they carry our burden. You see, this is the picture of the church. We love one another. We carry each other's burden as the family of God. How can you do that if you're not a member of a local church? You just float around. No one knows you. No one knows your name. You don't care about other people. And they cannot care for you because they don't know you. But if you're committed, you go to church every Sunday. You greet people. You serve people. You get to know brother and sister in the church. When you are in trouble, they know and they help you. And because you know them, when they are in trouble, you help them. You help them to carry their burdens. You see my point here? We need to obey the Lord. Please be committed to a good local church. Don't be an independent chick staying away from the wings of the mother's hen. God is like a mother hen, and he put the wing over his flock, his chicks, many chicks under him. And these chicks need to gather together under his wing. If you don't obey the Lord in this subject, you are running out from the secret place of the Most High. You're running out from the shadow of his wings. You're running out from his fortress and refuge and his canopy of protection. You need to submit to a good local church. Please do that. I will come back next time to continue to talk about commitment to a good local church. I want to read to you many scriptures to show you the biblical reasons why we need to commit our life to a good local church. Before I end this sermon, I would like to ask you a couple questions. Number one, do you know the name of your spiritual parents? Do they know you? If you are in hardships, you know the number to call? Do they know your numbers? In other words, do you have a clear spiritual family that you belong to? Second question, have you ever experienced that a Christian brother or sister came to you and helped you to carry your burden? Do you feel loved by them? Can you do the same thing? You show love to other people by carrying their burden. May the Lord bless you. I will see you in the next teaching. Please come back and listen again. And please listen to the whole series, 80 Lessons, Building Firm Foundations. Please listen to the whole series. Thank you very much for spending time with me. God bless you. Father, I pray that you will help my brothers and sisters who have no church to go yet to find a good biblical spirit-filled local church, to be joined by your Holy Spirit to the good pastor, to the good shepherd, Lord. Help them. And Father, those who already find a good local church, I pray that they will be able to be the blessing to that church, and they will be taken care of. They will be trained and also taught the way of God. And they will grow spiritual, Father. They will grow in the faith, in love, in the way of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
Still,